Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with the guru, the CEO, the leader of Truth Social, where they practice the First Amendment. And we're practicing good news now. I don't believe it's disinformation about the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system that's been under severe conditions for many years, sometimes called a drought, sometimes called just policy decisions that have cut the water rationing to the valley severely, so much so that much arable land is not in production. But now, Mother Nature and those nine rain trains that passed over California, this news from these last days. California continues to see regional reductions in the severity of its longstanding drought after recent deluges from atmospheric rivers. The severe drought was reduced to moderate drought in most of the San Joaquin Valley, and the lowest category, abnormal dryness, has replaced moderate drought on the entire central coast, including Monterey Bay. Devin, you know your district intimately. Is this good news? Can we rely on this report?
Well, John, we can rely on it in at least at this point, and that is that because the system in California is so mismanaged, despite this great infrastructure that has been built here over the last 100 years, well, actually none's been built for the last 50, but for the better part of the, you know, from late 1800s up until around 1970, this amazing infrastructure was built in California to move water around from the Sierra Nevada mountains where there's plenty of water and move it all over the state. So, but that architecture, that infrastructure is not used, and it's not used properly. It's gradually been turned off. And it's basically these two large pumping stations that have a series of gosh, John, I'm going to give you the wrong number, but I think there's, you know, somewhere around, you know, 10 to 12 pumps at each one of these locations that move massive amounts of water. And if anybody's ever seen the big California aqueduct that you see that runs across the state from the Sacramento Bay Delta all the way down to Los Angeles, you know what I'm talking about. But largely it's hardly being used. And so they're pumping just the minimum amount of water. And so this is where we're at today, which is you need catastrophic flood events in order to have enough water. And in fact, I can even tell you this, they don't know in my area, which is the, you know, where I live in the central and southern San Joaquin Valley, which is the breadbasket of the solar system, as you know, the most productive farmland in the world, where the water is really needed, the most water is really needed, and we're always the first ones to suffer from any lack of water. Right now, there's been no rain since the major flood events. And so right now, the farmers actually don't know today, like if it doesn't rain anymore, they could be right back in a drought. So there may not be water. I mean, they'll probably be better. It won't be in a full drought like it was the last 3 years. But if they don't get a few more rainstorms, there's not going to be water for all the crops this year, believe it or not. And here's why. Just in the last, and I heard Victor Davis Hanson the other day, he made this point, but just in the last few weeks, there's been 13 million acre feet of water that has been let go to the Pacific Ocean. Now, what is 13 million acre feet, John? Well, that's essentially enough to supply the breadbasket of the solar system enough water for two complete years that was let go out to the ocean. So it wasn't captured, it wasn't pumped. And look, they wouldn't have been able to capture all that water, but they could have captured a lot of it. And that water is continuing to flow today, John. So the reservoirs here remain, they're not at capacity at this point. All the, you know, that infrastructure that I mentioned that had been built starting around the turn of the last century up until 1970, there's still room for more water. Now, the snow hasn't really started to melt off yet, so those usually don't hit peak until late spring. But right now, John, there is more flooding is needed to guarantee that my old constituents and my family that still farm here in this region, more flooding is needed in order for them to have water this year.
the price of everything, especially the cost of living. In California right now, we're looking at a recovery from the pandemic, but the threat of recession hangs over the whole nation. How is it in the Valley? How is the economy in general? Have things stabilized at all, Devin?
Well, John, this is going to be the third year of a declining population in California for the first time in California's history, 3 years in a row, which, by the way, wasn't reflective in the census numbers because probably California lost one congressional seat. They went from 53 to 52. John, if that census was to be redone today, I think there's little doubt that California probably would have lost at least three congressional seats. And if this continues, if the U-Hauls, you know, keep moving out, keep taking people to places like Texas and Florida, Idaho, et cetera, you're going to continue to see, I mean, you could see, you know, California, I mean, they could lose, well, I mean, they could lose in the next, you know, the next census. We're talking about five or six congressional seats here. I mean, it wasn't long ago, John, that California was supposed to be easily, no problem, 45 million people in the state. And yet they never quite surpassed 40 million. And they're struggling, I think, now to stay above 39 million. And that's with, you know, some 2-3 million people coming in across the border over this past year in record numbers. So, John, I'm commuting between, spend some time in California where my family still is. But our headquarters for True Social is in Sarasota, Florida. It's like the tale of two different planets. And, you know, Sarasota, Florida reminds me of California when I was a kid, when things were on the move, roads were being built, all the farmland, every acre was being farmed. You could water your lawn because there was plenty of water. You didn't have to have rock or plastic grass. You didn't see homeless encampments, tents everywhere. And now, John, I mean, it's just, I mean, you wouldn't believe this, but 6-7 years ago, it was really hard to find a homeless person in my home city of roughly 65,000 people. Now, John, it's tough to go around any street corner and not see a homeless person walking around like a zombie. I mean, there's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of them. I'm guessing 500 or 600 tent camps all over my home city, John, and that is every city in California. And yet you go to a place like Florida, and look, I mean, you'll find some homeless, John, but, and you know, if you've got to be a homeless person, Florida's not a bad place because it doesn't really get too cold there, but they're hard to find. But here in California, John, it wouldn't be, I could take you for a short drive, John. I could, and it'd take us 5 minutes, and I could show you 500 homeless, including entire tent cities. And, you know, what are the solutions? The solution to the homeless problem, you know, from these elected leaders here in California is to decriminalize everything. So even though they're doing drugs, selling drugs, stealing, none of them are prosecuted. And in fact, they're supplying porta bodies for them. They're supplying tent cities for them. And so what does it mean? It means if you're a person who is burnt out on drugs, that you were living in the Midwest somewhere, come to California. You get free stuff and you get more free stuff and you can do drugs and you don't get busted for it. So that's kind of the tale of two states here, John, where the U-Hauls will continue. You can basically get a U-Haul free to go from Florida to California, but you're going to pay a high price for one to go from California to Florida.
Devin Nunes, the leader of Truth Social, where they practice the First Amendment, as well as a former member of Congress from the San Joaquin Valley, leader of the House Intelligence Committee, author with his colleagues of the Nunes Memo of 2018, of which we will have much to say in the next years. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Hey everyone, this is Carrie Champion, the host of Naked Sports.
The all-new 2025 Nissan Armada Pro 4X provides freedom. Freedom to explore, to go wherever you want, with your whole crew and all your toys. With a twin-turbo V6 engine, 8,500 pounds of towing capacity, and seating for eight, this unshakable fortress of a vehicle is built to take you on your next adventure. Drive the all-new 2025 Nissan Armada today. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. Intelligent four-wheel drive cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
Not all meals are created equal. For instance, breakfast has the spicy egg McMuffin for a limited time, and lunch doesn't. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.